Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here in the Money and Business Hour. We are once again on air teaching you how to become financially independent and making the decisions to, you know, do the right thing so you can become confident and one day enjoy money rather than worry about money. And that's what we do by educating each week. You know, there's two things you always need to be working on, and we talk about that. One is raising your income, being more valuable to whatever way you're earning money. If you're working for someone, you become more educated and more valuable to where they're scared you're going to leave. And then if you're self-employed, you provide more value for your customer base and clients, and, you know, to where they'll never leave you and refer you. And then you take all of that and create a gap, and you create that gap, which is the income minus the outgo. That gap is where we talk about investing that. If you're just tuning in right now, we've been working all the way through from the defense, and the defense is, you know, four basic things: a budget, an emergency fund, buying the right insurance, and removing all bad debt. That's debt that is unaffordable and also that's tied to something that goes down in value. And then we moved into the offense. And if you're just tuning in, you can check out the podcast at RoyMatlockJr.com, where we talk about the different choices of places you can put your money, from, you know, stocks, bonds, real estate. We talked about annuities in the last show. We talked about mutual funds, managed accounts, real estate investment trusts, all those kind of things. So where we're at now, we're going to continue going into in detail the different investment choices. But I want to remind you of some of the reasons why it's so important that you make sure that your money's working for you. So let me give you an example right now. I run into people. I meet with people on a weekly basis still, and I cannot tell you how many times I run into people where they have their retirement plans sitting at the bank and it's getting less than 1%, or they've got $300,000 sitting in a money market getting, you know, a tenth of a percent. And I'm thinking to myself, man, they just don't understand the rule of 72. They don't understand how this is affecting them. So let me give you a little rule. The rule of 72 says this: if you take any interest rate and divide it into the number 72, it tells you how long it takes your money to double. So, you know, if you get 3%, it takes 24 years for your money to double. If you get 10%, it takes 7 years to double. If you get 12%, it takes 6 years. If you got 18%, you say, well, who gets 18? Well, credit cards charge you 18. So if you owe money on a credit card, you're getting 18% on your money by paying it off. And that means your money doubles every 4 years. A mortgage is around 3%. You know, if you're looking at it, you say, well, if I pay my mortgage off, I'm getting a 3% return. That means that I basically effectively get my money doubling every 24 years. So then the question is, how do I go out and get a better rate of return? And then once I understand that, then I'm going to sit there and say, wow, you know, 9-10% is doable over the long term. So at that point, you start thinking, now, why would I be paying off my lowest interest rate in the history of the world mortgage early? Because that's just not smart, okay? Because if you're borrowing at 3 and you can put it in something that has historically averaged 10 forever, then why would you do that? Yet I hear people making those mistakes as well. That's paying off good debt, which we don't want to pay off good debt. We want to always remain in debt with good debt. All right. So I'm going to give you an example. You know, I spoke with a guy last night, and he said, you know, I got a $2 million house and I got $1 million mortgage on it. And he said, I got a 10-year ARM at 3%. So what that means is that the mortgage is locked in for 10 years at 3%, and it's interest only. So that means $1 million mortgage is costing $2,500 a month, and you're getting to live in the house, and the house hopefully is appreciating. That's good debt. So why would we pay that off? All right. The reason we would pay it off is because we don't understand where to take our money and do something else with it. to where we can get more than that. And so when we're sitting at the bank or you're paying your mortgage off or you're doing those kind of things, the only reason is because you do not understand where to go in order to get a better rate of return. So let me give you another example. If you have a money market account right now and you apply the rule of 72, 0.1% into 72, that takes 700 years for your money to double. How about that? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, you got 10 generations of people before your $1,000 grows to $2,000. So what we want to do is we want to start getting educated. But I wanted to just explain it to you. If you're sitting there on a 3% mortgage, or you're sitting there on a with money sitting out just other than just liquid cash for emergencies, okay, in these low interest places, you are getting hurt. You're getting killed. And so the other thing I run into, I do all these appointments, and I see people that come in and they've got mortgages right now that they're paying 4 or 5% on when if you haven't refinanced in the last year, okay, then you're missing out. Okay. It's just free money. That's all. And so what I want to do, I remember growing up as a kid, my dad, he was always a saver. You know, he never had any money. And then he started his own business. First one in our family, changed the family tree. And he used to just be a stickler about don't waste your money. Don't waste it. All right. And how do you waste your money? He said, well, and so I would come as a kid, I'll never forget this. I went into my bedroom one time. I would leave the lights on in the bedroom and the bathroom and all that kind of stuff. I just never would turn the lights off. And I came in one day and I hit the light switch and nothing worked. And my dad had gone in there and he took the light bulbs out of the ceiling lights and the bathroom lights and stuff like that. And he's like, you know, you're not going to go waste my money, okay, on electricity. You need to understand that electricity, when you're not using it, costs money. All right. And I'll never forget to this day, I walk out of my place and I can't leave the lights on anymore. But that was something I learned as a kid. And so when you're investing your money in low rates of return, when you're paying off what I consider to be, I tell people it's almost like free money, okay, on your mortgage, good debt, you're paying it off. What you're doing is you're wasting money. Now, what I have a goal of doing is always having what we call do nothing, easy money, to where it just keeps rolling in, and I get that through investing. All right. So I hope you're enjoying the show. Hey, visit RoyMatlockJr.com and download our podcast. We got all kinds of cool things. We got our free 12-week course on money, 45 minutes on Zoom, we'll send to you. We'll be right back. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Stick with us.